The Entertainment Wrap podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
Okay, Johnny, this is when like pop and country crossovers go wrong. Bebe Rexha told CMT that she thought she was recording Meant to Be with Little Big Town and not Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, that's awkward.
She got her country groups mixed up. She said, "I can't lie. I had met Little Big Town at one of those awards shows. When I walked into the studio, I saw Tyler there and I said, 'Where are the other band members?'" And he started laughing.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
I know. It just kind of goes to show you like it's just uncharted territory. Like,
right.
You know, they wouldn't necessarily like, people don't necessarily know all the artists from another genre that they're not involved with. So,
I mean, I deal with country music all the time. So, but there are times where I can't, if you put country singers in a lineup, I would not be able to tell who half of them are.
Yeah.
Because they all look the same.
I get you.
They all have the same hairdos and all that. But,
Claire, do you like that song Meant to Be? Do you know that one?
No, I think I've heard it.
Yeah.
Not your favorite right now?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not going to be on your MP3 player when you're flying across the United States?
No.
Well, check this out. This is, I think, pretty interesting. Contact Music says that scientists in Borneo have named a new species of water beetle after Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's amazing.
So it's called the... Oh, man, this is going to be tough. This is the scientific name.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
It's the Gravulinus Leonardo DiCaprioi.
Okay, you did a pretty good job at that.
I think so. I sounded it out.
Okay.
It was found at the bottom of a waterfall. Which,
had he just been thrown off a door, a floating door?
It was floating on a piece of driftwood, and there was another water beetle next to it, and then he fell in. No, I'm kidding. But the website quotes this doctor, who also has a difficult name to pronounce, Eva... Nunjic, we'll go with that, as saying so about this beetle. It's tiny and black. This new beetle may not win an Oscar for charisma, but in biodiversity conservation, every creature counts.
That's amazing.
I love this. And I think Leonardo DiCaprio would be very happy to hear about this because he's a very environmentalist and not only just an actor. So I think he's totally okay with being named after this water beetle.
There was room on that twig, though.
There was room
on the twig.
There was room on the driftwood. Come on.
I don't know. Claire, what do you think? If you discovered an animal or like a bug that had never been discovered before and you could name it after anything in the world, what would you name it after?
Cheese?
All right.
It's got to be a certain kind of cheese, like, though, right?
What's your favorite kind of cheese?
Colby Jack.
Colby Jack.
Yes, Colby Jack.
Oh, man.
You just got to add some Latin on the end.
I think if I was a famous actor, that would be my stage name, Colby Jack.
That's a great name. It sure is.
That's the Entertainment Wrap for this morning.
98.3 The Coast.